الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم Hello, my kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and all those listening over the receivers. Once again, this majlis of dhikr, as you have been repeatedly told, what is the purpose of this majlis? So the purpose of this majlis is to light up the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love in our hearts and the love of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that all our activities of life are undertaken in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Unfortunately, our weakness is that we practice on some aspects of deen and we consider ourselves to be very holy, very pious, very righteous. Whereas, even the nikah that took place just now, it is a part of Islamic teachings. Just as namaz is ibadat, fasting is ibadat, zikr and tilawat is ibadat, going for hajj is ibadat. In the same way, even the nikah itself is also an ibadat. But it is a part of Islamic teachings. It goes together with our aqaid, with our ibadat. That means our beliefs, our worship, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. It goes together with our muamalat, with our dealings, with our transactions, with our etiquette, with our akhlaq, with our character, with our moral behavior, with our social conduct, everything. That is Islam. Because if the person makes nikah and after that he goes home and does not fulfill the ahkam of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there's bound to be problems in that marriage. Because following Islamic teachings will bring peace, aman, sukoon, happiness, unity. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give barakat in that marriage. But if the person just makes the nikah, and the nikah also in the masjid, and the witnesses also are sufficient, and all the other requirements of that nikah itself are fulfilled, but after that at home, or after having made the nikah, then there is no fulfillment of the rights of the wife, or the wife does not fulfill the rights of the husband. They don't obey Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then you are definitely going to have problems. Because I have said this many, many times, that in whichever marriage there is a problem, in whichever marriage there is a problem, or in whichever transaction, business transaction or dealing there is a problem, if you have to look at it, there will be some party that is not fulfilling the right of the other. There will be somebody that is dishonest or cheating or not obeying Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not following the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is one party or some party that is unjust and unfair. Injustice is being done, or there's abuse that is taking place. Now, because of that, there will be problem. If both parties are fulfilling the rights, then what is the problem? So to develop this himmat and courage to make amal on all teachings of Sharia, we have to light up that love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. If we do not have that kind of love, then at least we have that kind of khawf and fear of Allah Ta'ala. Because I have repeatedly mentioned that If you look at all the teachings of Islam, it is based on love. Love for Allah Ta'ala. Love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And once you have that, then you will enjoy your salat because it is out of love for Allah Ta'ala. We will enjoy our fasting because it is out of love for Allah Ta'ala. There have been many people in recent times, I'm talking about 20, 30 years ago, we have seen those mashayikh, that they used to fast for days and days and days they used to fast. Of course, we are not told to emulate them. We don't have that kind of strength. But for many, many days, 2 months at a stretch, they are fasting. And when one of them was asked that, why is it that you are fasting for 2-3 months at a stretch? It is not farz, it's not wajib. And you're not keeping some kafara fast. You didn't break your fast in the month of Ramadan that you're now keeping the fast of that, of 60 days or 90 days. 60 days fast is for those people who break their fast purposely in the month of Ramadan. So what was his response? He said that I am keeping this because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's house sometimes for 2 months on end, the stove did not light. Now that was his niyat. That I am keeping fast because of that. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept so much of fast. So there must have been some enjoyment in it, otherwise who is going to keep so many fasts? So many of them, many times you have already heard this now, that in the 45 and 50 degree heat, but they're making tawaf upon tawaf upon tawaf. So there must be some enjoyment. So those who say there's no enjoyment in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, then there is something seriously wrong with that person. But because of our weakness, because we don't have that kind of strength anymore, and we don't have that kind of ishq and muhabbat that we can endure, so we say that in our times the mashayikh made it very easy, that stay away from haram, stay away from haram, because that is where all the pain and pressure comes on the heart, that is where all the pain and pressure comes on the nafs. To suppress the nafs is very difficult. In ibadat, you at least enjoy something. In zikr, tilawat, ibadat, there's enjoyment. But when the whole environment is corrupt, when there's nothing but temptation towards sin, when everyone in the home is watching all the filth on the television screen, or when all the friends are watching the porn sites, and filthy magazines are being read, and the discussion that is centering around all these type of filthy things is so common in the schools and colleges and universities, and in homes, and in marketplaces and bazaars. Now at that time the person says, my Allah will become displeased because he has blessed me with the sight, with the hearing, with the speech, and with all the bounties and ni'mats. And how can I displease him? Because he has the power to snatch it away. We have seen the tsunamis, or we have read about it, or gale force winds in different places. We had a visitor from New Orleans in the afternoon, and he was talking about the floods and the destruction that it brought in New Orleans, and how the homes and everything were just washed away, and how they had to be relocated, and millions of people were without electricity and everything else. So different places, we have seen many things like that in our own countries. So where can we be so complacent? It is only Allah Ta'ala's mercy, because He dearly wants us to return to Him. It is Allah Ta'ala who is wanting us to return to Him. Therefore, He gives us opportunities upon opportunities to return to Him. Make tawbah and come back. Allah Ta'ala does not love punishment. He does not want to see destruction. Allah Ta'ala does not create just so that He may destroy. What benefit will Allah Ta'ala get? What happiness will He get? Will any person who has invented something, then as soon as he has invented it, and it is a very beneficial instrument or item, and then immediately he crushes it and destroys it, what would we say? Allah Ta'ala does not love destruction. Look at the amount of things that go into the nurturing of just one individual. Just one individual. The heavens and the earth were involved in his nurturing. The sun, the moon, the stars, everything was involved in his nurturing. Because what the father ate, must have been some food, he must have drank some milk, and he may have eaten some cheese, or had some butter, had some eggs, had some meat, had some fish, now all these type of things that he ate, that is what formed the sperms. And then again, look at after conception, look at the mother also. Within the mother's stomach, the nurturing, how many things were involved. And when the child came into this world, again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he provides the milk. Now, and then, after the baby has weaned off, then look at the kinds of things that the person is now eating and drinking. Allah ta'ala used the entire universe for this person. Just one individual. So you think Allah ta'ala gets some kind of joy and happiness that 300,000 people washed away in tsunamis? Or one earthquake took away 100,000 people or thousands of people? What enjoyment would Allah ta'ala be? But when a thing stops functioning, the purpose for which it was made and manufactured is no more achieved. For example, this microphone, now if it gets faulty, then first you'll call somebody, some technician to fix it up. The person will try, he will try and get new parts, spare parts, do something and try and fix it up. But if it just doesn't work, then he will say that, look, I think this has now failed. So what must we do now? He said, give it to the scrapyard. Then they throw it in the scrapyard. Or it will be dumped away in the rubbish dump. That's where it will end. Why? Because it has stopped giving any kind of fruits. The cow, until it is giving milk, if it was a milk-giving cow, so until it was giving milk, then it was fed fodder and everything else. But when it stopped giving milk, after that they say, take it to the slaughterhouse. Now it must go to the slaughterhouse. So we as human beings, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed with everything. And then he gave us a function and a duty, that this is what your duty is now as a human being, who is a believer in Allah ta'ala, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Qiyamah, in Jannat, Jahannam, in Allah Ta'ala's books, His angels, in the Day of Judgment. Now all these things that you have believed in, so now there is a duty, there is a function. And also it's very simple and easy and practical. It's not that now you have to give up everything to please Allah Ta'ala and go away on the mountain tops and starve there for days and days, or go to the seashore and then stand on one leg and read some tasbih 50,000 times. Or go to the Qabristan, and if there's some undug grave, then dig it up. And if it is dug up already, then go and sleep in there for a couple nights. Nothing like that. Simple, in your family, in your home, in your business, in all activities of life. Beautiful teachings of Quran and Sunnah. Just bring it in there, so you enjoy the best of both worlds. In this world, we enjoy all the ni'mats and bounties, and in the Akhirat also, we get the best of the Akhirat. I say to my friends that now we have a bread, they call it best of both worlds. Why? Because they got some white flour in there and some brown flour. So they call it the best of both worlds. So now when we say best of both worlds, we're not talking about white flour and brown flour. The person gets the best. He gets Jannat on earth. His marriage life, he'll find Jannat on earth. His business life, there'll be sukoon, there'll be barakat. There won't be restlessness. The person won't chase and race and be jealous and envious and burn his heart up. The person won't be doing that. He'll be earning with contentment, with satisfaction. He will remain within the parameters of Sharia. He isn't going to play loud music to attract customers. Nothing like that. He knows my risk comes from Allah Ta'ala. Why should I displease him and get my risk? And why should I be jealous even if another 100 shops are open in the same line selling the same thing? Why should I be jealous? Who is the provider? Who is the one that is sending the risk and sustenance? If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends customers, He'll send it right on the top of a mountain also. And if He doesn't want to send, then you'll be in the midst of a very, very busy area, and the person will say, I'm killing flies, and my neighbor is doing so much of business. Allah Ta'ala is the one who tightens the screws and He gives abundance. So what's the purpose of burning our hearts with jealousy? Because that jealousy which burns the heart, so that heartburn won't settle with even rennies, any amount we can take. It won't settle with that. We were climbing up the mountain. Cave of Hira, we were going up. In our good days, we used to climb up. With healthy days. But, so a person was in front of us. And he had that bag at the back. In there is cold drinks, juices, whatever he was selling, with some cakes. Now he put it on his back and he was climbing. Going right up on top of the mountain. We were also following, went right up. It was in the 70s or something. Now we went right up. Now when he went right up there, the person opened up his bag. Now we were very thirsty. So we bought some juice, some cold drink, some cakes, whatever he was selling. And where did we eat it? Right on top of the mount. Jabal Nur, right on top. Now look at the risk of this person. Where Allah Ta'ala made him climb right up. And then he sent us from South Africa to also climb. And then go and give him his business on top of the mountain there. Now who is it that plans all this? Is it in our control? So this is what this majlis is all about. That to develop that kind of ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, that kind of contact with Allah Ta'ala, that kind of muhabbat and love for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that it becomes easy to make amal and practice on all things of deen because of that love. ND188828. Whoever's car that is, remove it, you're obstructing somebody. 188828. No one here. I was deciding to read something else, but since we're talking about Ishq of Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so we read once again, Jab Zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya. Jab Zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, doston zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, doston zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, doston zindagi ka payam aa gaya anbiya ka imaam aa gaya anbiya ka imaam aa gaya, leke faizane daro salam aa gaya anbiya ka imaam aa gaya, leke faizane daro salam aa gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, doston zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've explained this many times. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just a name. We take the names of others, but taking the name of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not just the taking of a name. When we say, I am thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whenever in any Naat Sharif, or in the Quran Sharif, or anywhere, or in the Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, or in the history books, wherever, in the Waz, in the Bayan, anywhere the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam comes, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is not just a name that has come. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, when the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came on my tongue, Dosuto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Oh my friends, the payam and the message of life came with that name. The moment that name came, it brought a message that how we should conduct ourselves in this world. How we should make our salat, how we should make our tilawat, how we should make our, keep our fast, how we should deal with our family members, our relationship with our parents, with our children, with our neighbors, with our society, Muslim, non-Muslim, our kindness, our generosity, our charity, our honesty, our truthfulness, our everything of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life comes before the person in that name. Just that name brings the entire message of Islam. Dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Now if we talk on this, we can carry on all night and for the whole year too. What a beautiful shaykh. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. In everything, guidance, guidance, guidance. Beautiful guidance. And for whom? For whose benefit? For our benefit. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to even taste that little enjoyment that a person would get in true obedience and ishq and muhabbat of Allah in the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to get that taste, because the person who will get that taste, then he will throw away that which is sour. Last night also, the other night also, I mentioned that if a person is eating a sour mango and we keep on telling him, throw it away, he's not going to throw it away. But if you give him the taste of a sweet mango, then you don't have to give any speech. So, dosuto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Just the name now brings the whole message. Everything, maamlaat, muasharat, everything comes in. And then, Agaya Ambeya ka Imam Agaya, on the night of Mi'raj. We were discussing Mi'raj on Monday night over the past 2 weeks. Mi'raj. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made the Imam to show the rest of the Ambeya alayhi salatu wasalam and to the Farishtas and to everyone. And until the day of Qiyamah, that Allah Ta'ala gathered all the Ambiya in Masjid al-Aqsa, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made the Imam. So he became the Sayyid, he became the Imamul Ambiya. Imamul Ambiya, what a position Allah Ta'ala gave to him. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya anbiya ka imam aa gaya, leke faizane daro salam aa gaya. Jannat is also darus salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala invites us towards Jannah, where there will be nothing but peace. But even in this worldly life of the person will enjoy tranquility, peace, irrespective of the outside conditions. He can be sick, he can be ailing, he can have fractured his bones, or the person could have cracked his skull in the accident, Allah ta'ala forbid. But within the heart, there will be a kind of sukoon. There will be pain. Sometimes it's poverty, but within the heart there will be a kind of sukoon. One great alim, he mentioned to his shaykh once, he said that there was such poverty, visitors were coming, I didn't know what to even feed them. And sometimes when I walked into the house myself, then I had to ask the wife, is there anything to eat today? Now, we would have sympathized. Now, of course, these incidents, we are not of that caliber. So, Brother Shaykh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, what did he tell him? He said, MashaAllah, bahut khushi hui. He said, aapke is jumle se bahut khushi hui. That you said, that do you have anything to eat? Because that is one of the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of his life that got fulfilled. That sometimes he used to come, Tajdar-e-Madina, Jameel-o-me-Ajmal, Sharif-o-me-Ashraf, Kamil-o-me-Akmal, Tajdar-e-Madina, Ahmad-e-Mustafa, Muhammad-e-Mustafa, greatest after Allah. And he has to walk into the house sometimes and ask Hazrat Aisha, is there anything to eat? And if there's nothing, then niyat, keeps the niyat of fast. So, leke faizan darus salam a gaya. So, if Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with ni'mat, we must eat, we must drink, make use of the ni'mat. But then think of those days of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions. And even in our times, look at how many people have been deprived of even just a single piece of bread. Look at this winter months, the freezing weather. How many people do not even have sufficient to put over their bodies to warm themselves. So if Allah Ta'ala gives ni'mat, it is not for wastage. It's not for wastage. Allah Ta'ala will question on the wastage that we undertake. Tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya, tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya, uske haathon mein irfaan ka jaam a gaya. Tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya, uske haathon mein irfaan ka jaam a gaya. Pa gaya, pa gaya, haasle zindagi, pa gaya, pa gaya, haasle zindagi, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya. Pa gaya, pa gaya, haasle zindagi, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya. The day we become true slaves of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we'll get the real value of life. Normally we will say that if a person becomes a slave, then he's lost all his freedom. And we know how the slaves were treated at one time. But if we become the slaves of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, meaning obedient to him, then we will see true freedom, real freedom, in practices of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, which are ajmal, ashal, akmal. Very, very easy, very beautiful and perfect. The person will find freedom, such kind of freedom. And within his heart also he'll enjoy a kind of freedom. And that is true freedom. Sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukune jahan hai nizam-e-madina, o azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e-madina. This is how beautiful sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, where are you searching for sukoon, for peace and tranquility of the heart? Where are you searching? We are searching for it where it is not. We are told to earn livelihood, we are told to eat, drink, we are all told to marry, we are told to do all these things, we fulfill the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. So sukoon, but we are not doing it as instructed and directed. So we are searching for sukoon in wealth, in home, in this and that, we are not getting it. Sukoon is in the fulfillment of the ahkam, Allah Ta'ala will give sukoon. And then he says, so azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, the worries of both worlds will become azad and freed. If you become truly a slave of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Nizam of Medina. So outwardly it seems a contradiction that one side you want to become a slave and the other side you are saying freedom, but that is the truth. So therefore he says, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya. Zulm rukhsat huwa, adl qaim huwa, zulm rukhsat huwa, adl qaim huwa, ishq ke haath mein intizam a gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam a gaya. A gaya anbiya ka imam a gaya, leke faizane daro salam a gaya. Zulm ruksat hua, laqaim hua. Now we can't discuss all these things now. But all the injustices that were prevalent, everything disappeared and vanished. And adl qaim hua, there was nothing but justice. Everywhere there was equity, justice, fair play. Nobody was trampling upon the rights of anybody after that. The whole of Madina Sharif, there was not only justice, but everyone was going the extra mile to do ihsan and to be more kind, more generous, and more benefit to others. Aap ki madha insaan kya kar sake, aap ki madha insaan kya kar sake, arsh se jab durood o salaam a gaya, aap ki madha insaan kya kar sake, arsh se jab durood o salaam a gaya. I say, where can we really sing praises of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed it in the Quran Sharif. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allah Ta'ala is existing from all times and will remain forever. Then how much of durood and salam he must have sent upon Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much more will still be sent. And the angels who have been appointed. And they are sending salat and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are told that we must also send salat and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So if we don't send, will it decrease Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shan in any way? So where can we really make madha and tarif and praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Arsh se jab durood o salam a gaya. Dur zulmat hui, dil munawwar huwa. Dur zulmat hui, dil munawwar huwa, jab madine mein maahe tamam a gaya. Dur zulmat hui, dil munawwar huwa, jab madine mein maahe tamam a gaya. When the full moon shone brightly in Madina Sharif, then finished all the darkness, veils of darkness were removed. Teri barkat se aisai yedul mursali, subh roshan hui kaif sham a gaya. Main jahan naat ahmad sunane laga, main jahan naat ahmad sunane laga, aashiqon ka wahi is deham a gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, doston zindagi ka payam a gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, doston zindagi ka payam a gaya. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with that kind of muhabbat and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that whenever his name comes, then the whole message of Islam comes before us. And then we check, we x-ray ourselves. Where are we doing wrong? Why is it that we don't have that peace and that happiness, that contentment, that satisfaction? Why is it there's so much of quarrels and disputes and arguments and fights? Why? So we'll find answers. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and then the ummah to the tawfiq of Omar. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. For those who may not know Urdu. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my sustainer, oh the Lord of the worlds, with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan and as a favor, we're not asking on the strength of our actions and our deeds. Dono jahan de. Bless me with the best of this world also and the hereafter. We're not saying only the hereafter. It's asking Allah Ta'ala, give us the best of this world also. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. And those who are mustahiq, those who are deserving like us, of your wrath and your anger. Oh Allah, you don't love punishment. You don't love sending to hellfire. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners that turn towards you with repentance. You have mentioned in the Quran Sharif yourself, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore we are not despairing, my beloved Allah. We are turning towards you and we are asking you for amnesty. Governments of the world, when there's an inauguration of the president or the king, then they give amnesty to so many categories of people. So we are also asking for amnesty, my Allah. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله يا رب كرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے اللہ جل جلاله اللہ Allah, 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 Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Rabandha va ummide karam maya. We acknowledge, my Allah, we acknowledge. Indeed, we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. But, my beloved Allah, where do we go? Where do we go? We have no one else to turn towards for forgiveness besides you. Which other door is there that we can tap? If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. But, my beloved Allah, we servants of yours, we slaves of yours, where do we go if you have to turn away your glance of mercy from us? If you have to reject us, my Allah, if you have to reject us, who is there to accept us? You are the only one who accepts people with such kind of hearts that we have. Hey Allah, you know that our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy. We have made garbage bags of our hearts. But yet you are prepared to forgive, my Allah. Garche pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par, we have come to your door, my Allah, full of hope in your mercy. You are watching us this very moment. You even know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina anbiya'i wal mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستحقين. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Zulamna Anfusana. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Oh, my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. How loving you are. How caring you are. How forgiving you are. How generous and kind and compassionate. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and drink and wear and travel. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising them in newspapers, on television. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are ashamed. We are the ummatis of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. You have seen everything that we have done. You know everything, my beloved Allah. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Nothing is hidden from your sight. Even if there was a tiny little ant crawling on a pitch black rock, in the darkest of all nights, you are watching the movement of that ant. How can you not know, my Allah, if we are going to the casinos and discos and cinemas and theatres and dance clubs? How can you not know if we are taking drugs or we are committing adultery or fornication or any kind of haram? Ay Rabbi Kareem, is just your tolerance that you do not cease there and then. How kind you are, how tolerant you are. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Don't seize us on account of our sins and disobedience. Don't destroy us. Don't cause any humiliation and disgrace to come upon us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ay Rabbi Kareem, aaj raat hume maaf kar de. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are in the month of Rajab. It's going to be followed by Shaban and then Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we have not changed anything of our lifestyles, although these Mubarak days and nights are going. We don't even know whether we will see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We are therefore turning towards you, my beloved Allah, seeking forgiveness of all sins that we have committed in our lives. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, friends, ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your closeness, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you, with such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ey mere maula hamara banja, become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our businesses will not give us barakat. They will not bring happiness in the hearts. They will bring nothing but restlessness. Our homes will be full of restlessness. But if you are ours, our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakah. There will be unity. There will be happiness. There will be joy. There will be tranquility and there will be peace. Ey mere maula, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا. Fear come to your door. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat and guidance, everyone with Iman and Islam. Those who are sick and ailing, Rabbi Kareem, bless them with shifa. Whether they are amongst us or in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, wherever they may be, some have undergone operation, some will undergo operation, some have met up with accidents, some are suffering from other kinds of illness. Whatever it may be, my beloved Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa. Shifa is in your hands. We know that sometimes sickness, ailment, pain, suffering can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But even if it is in the form of mercy, change it, my beloved Allah, to the mercy of good health. If it is poverty which is in the form of mercy, change it to the mercy of good health, a good wealth. Ay Rabbi Kareem, if it's weakness and it is being sent as a mercy, change it to the mercy of strength. Ay Rabbi Kareem, sabku shifa'e tam kamil ajil naseeb farma. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat and Mustaqim. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Give the parents also the himmat and the courage to give the children proper upbringing. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are turning towards you. اب تو ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما. اجتماعات گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما. مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. The students of ours who are writing examination, bless them with success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the universities, colleges and schools. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who are going for umrahs, make their umrahs maqbool and mabroor. The ummah, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, and so many other parts of the world, my beloved Allah, is going through such kind of harassment, such kind of difficulty, such kind of problems. Ya Rabbi Kareem, overlook the weakness, the shortcoming of the ummah. اے رب کریم ان کی پریشانی دکھ تکلیف سے دور کرنا. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت. اے رب کریم bless us with برکت in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, porn sites, or filthy magazines. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we just don't know when the angel of death will strike. Daily we are hearing of sudden deaths, sudden deaths, sudden deaths. Don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us or the family or the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina Tayyiba. In Medina Tayyiba, bless us with Shahadat. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Nabiyyu Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, Ay Rabbi Kareem, after this majlis of zikr. Ay Rabbi Kareem, they have come with your muhabbat, with your love. They have many different aspirations, tamanna and desires. Whatever is in conformance with Sharia, Ay Rabbi Kareem, fulfill the desires and wishes. And you are well aware of the difficulties, pain, suffering, hardship, sickness of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. We cannot know everyone's difficulties, but you are well aware. Ay Rabbi Kareem, with your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering, difficulties and hardships. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna, إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.